This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good news for a good day. This is...
Well, I was about to say, this is a good day program. This is the aft runner for today. The good day program was on for a long time, and then the discovery occurred. Doug, that was not a discovery. J for Jennifer. Nah, not really a discovery. When Victoria came along, though, the mix was good, so we decided, who's we? I guess I decided.
The royal we.
Yes, the royal we decided, let's do the DJV program, and Kara Schillen comfortably fit into the studio facilities in Washington at our originating network, Radio America. So voila and voici. So from voila and voici, voila is there, voici is here. You got that, right? You know that? Everybody knows that.
Everyone knows that.
Does everybody know that?
En français? If you said French, you know it.
We do now.
Okay. All right, so let's see. Turn to Jennifer and find out what's happened we got a couple of California-based stories here. One of them has to do with Disney. I'm going to do that one. This one has to do with a hiker. Good news, yeah, apparently.
This story is kind of a weird one, though. I mean, it's like, I guess, a good ending, typically, or at least lately, when we hear stories about missing women. It doesn't end as well as it did for Cheryl Powell, who is a mother, a hiker. She lives in California, and she vanished a few days ago during a camping trip. Now, she was found alive this week, and her daughter and investigators announced via Facebook, she's alive. This is the happiest day of our lives. We can't thank everyone enough. They included a picture of the woman, Cheryl Powell, surrounded by her husband, her son, and her daughter. 60 years old. She'd been missing since last Friday afternoon, and her husband, Joseph, told the county sheriff's office that she was last near the Grandview Campground in Bristlecone Pine Forest, which is in the White Mountains. He said she and her dog vanished from the campground when she took the dog out for a bathroom break. Now, here's where it gets weird. They searched for almost an hour, and then the husband alerted law enforcement through his satellite device that she was an experienced hiker and that they couldn't find her. So that's when the search started. The sheriff's office posted an update on its Facebook page this week, writing, missing hiker Cheryl Powell was located alive by ground search team members near the Montenegro Springs area. Her dog was located earlier in the day. Her dog's name is Miley. Miley was found a few hours before she was, and about two and a half miles from her location. Now, this is weird. Powell claimed that she was out with the dog going to the bathroom, and she claimed she was chased down a hill by a man with a knife while her husband was looking for a place to park. Yeah, kind of weird. He said that a man threatening her, wielding a knife, allegedly told her, quote, "You're going to do what I want or I'm going to take my knife to your dog." So she ran because she thought the man was trying to kill her or rape her. When she realized that she had lost him, she also realized that she was lost. Her son said, thankfully, she's strong and resilient, so she knew how to find water, but she had no knowledge of the area. He said that his mother traveled at night to avoid dehydration. She told the family that she managed to find water and she ate cactus.
Wow.
But she couldn't walk any further after a certain point. She was still dehydrated. She couldn't walk, so she kind of hung where she was. She tried to leave Miley leashed near the stagnant water, but he refused to be left alone and broke out on the leash to stay near the mom. So really kind of interesting that these allegations about this man wielding a knife were not confirmed by anybody. They don't know if this is true, if it's not, if she's making this up, or if this was all part of the story and somehow ended up with her lost in the middle of the forest. But they found her, and she's getting medical care now. She's supposed to be fine.
So the son says that she goes hiking at night to avoid
dehydration? No. When she got lost, she went hiking at night.
Oh,
she walked
okay.
to try to find where she was.
Maybe she shouldn't hike at night anymore?
No. All she did was get out of the... allegedly, they pulled up, she took the dog out, and all of a sudden she was gone. And she said that there was a man with a knife who started chasing her. She started running. She got lost and didn't know how to get back to where she was.
So, Karen, do your hiking at night, or is it always in the daytime?
Normally during the daytime.
Normally. All right. Yeah, dangers of going at night
Well, the thing
no,
is,
no.
It's the only thing she did at night. This is after she was already lost.
No, this is not about her. I'm just, in general, curious about, I don't hike. I'm not
a
hiker.
Night hikes are a thing, but I definitely wouldn't do it unless you know the area very well and you have a whole bunch of, you know, flashlights and other things to see where you're going. I would think it would be a bit more dangerous, especially depending on the kind of hike you're going on. You could, you know, trip and fall and break your leg or something like that.
Now, who done that? Good
definitely
heavens,
not me.
Would do that.
Definitely didn't do that in the middle of the day.
No. All right. So next up is a focus on the Disney Company. Those of you who have listened to me for years and years and years and years know that I have disdain for the Disney Company, to the point where when I was of a in a position of influence, and I had been invited, I probably did what a lot of other radio people did, especially in the 80s and the 90s. Disney had a radio studio that they built in Florida. They had one, I think they also built one in California, Jennifer, if I'm not mistaken, for people, celebrities, radio people to come and do their broadcasts. But if you didn't do it the Disney way, they didn't want anything to do with you. And so I did it a couple times and managed to upset some of the people at Disney, not only with how I did things when I was there, but what I said on the air about Disney and the way they treat their people. I have always thought that, and this goes back to, I guess, my childhood love for Walt Disney and Disney things. I think I first thought about Walt Disney as some sort of a parental figure when I saw him on the little train that he built. The original Disneyland had a train that he built around it. And I've read a couple of books about him, fascinated with what he was really all about versus the public persona. And although he had a great idea and executed it well, had tough times, a great American story, actually, about how the Disney entity came to be just because of his starch on the surface. He was the outside guy, and Roy, his brother, was the inside guy. And they put all of this together, pretty much the two of them. When you see the Disney product today, the original Disney product was the mind, the entertaining mind of Walt Disney, the business mind of Roy Disney, and that's how it all worked. So Roy Disney's granddaughter, Abigail, has been getting a lot of tweets and Facebook connections from people who work at Disney parks, suggesting that the way they're being run is not to the best interests of the people who work there, who are supposed to present that smiling face, the happiest place on earth, which, according to Ms. Disney, is not really the truth at all. She has gone into, she went undercover into the park and into, she became a Disney employee, in a manner of speaking. She went in, she talked to a lot of the people who are supposedly, as she puts it, the face of joy and warmth. And the people then go home and try to forage for food because they don't have enough money. They get paid minimum wage. And as we all know, it's very difficult to live in, it's difficult in Florida in the environment around the park because everything has exploded as far as the value of housing and what it costs to live in Florida. And certainly in California, it's wildly expensive. In Anaheim and down that area, wherever the parks are, it's a very expensive place to live. So the focus of her latest tweet, and this went right, she went right to Iger, a guy named Robert Iger runs Walt Disney, is the CEO, has been for about 15, 16 years. He makes $66 million a year. And so she said, okay, you make $66 million, that's great. What doesn't come out in the conversation is that his job is to make sure the value of the stock stays up. That's what he gets paid for. Keep the stock. The stockholders want the value up. So do the stockholders care about the conditions? Disney is so damn cheap. They don't wash, you know, those big, clumsy, all of the uniforms, not uniforms, but the outfits
the costumes
they have to wear, the costumes. They don't wash them. They don't keep them clean. People, the one person wears them and another person wears them, and apparently they stink.
Ugh.
And, oh, yeah, it's gross. I mean, I've been, you know, hearing those stories for a couple of years. And so she says this wasn't the work environment that her grandfather, Roy, and her great uncle Walt set out to create. When she came out of her experience, she said, quote, "I was so livid because this was not my grandfather taught me to revere the people who take your tickets, that pour your soda, and entertain you." And I can see this. I mean, it's not any different than, I guess, other people who work for, you know, or have got, in her case, it's, you know, there's a lot of stock in the company the family's been given, so she doesn't have to work for it. But she's concerned, and I don't know whether this is newfound concern or it's been a concern. She hasn't gone public with it before, but it's kind of messy. The company's also been accused, though, lately of sexist pay practices, and this is what got her more than anything else, the pay gap case. Apparently there's a case in court against Disney for this very thing. And so that brings me around full circle to wondering, in this day and age, what is the matter with people who run these companies that can't see and understand how it's just wrong to pay women for doing the same thing differently than what they pay men? Is it just because it's the old school and the old boys? I mean, Iger's a pretty savvy guy. And how that happens, I don't know. But I think that when we create, I'm not trying to necessarily ruin people's thoughts about Disney and the complex, but to be realistic about it and to think that, you know, you go there and you don't want to worry about the employees. But some people think about that sort of thing when they look around, and it's appropriate because they're getting screwed in many circumstances. At least that's the way I read into it. And there have been many different reports that I've seen over the years. This is just the latest one. 18 at the hour on the DJB program.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Both of us, that's Chris Young, who's doing a duet with Lauren Elena. Pretty solid track record Mr. Young has when it comes to doing the twofer thing. I did a song called Think of You with Cassidy Pope, and Sober Saturday Night with Vince Gill, both big chart-topping songs. So expectations kind of high for his latest collaboration. The song you're listening to, The Town Ain't Big Enough, with Lauren Elena. What do we think, ladies?
I like it. I like his voice a lot, and she sounds great with them.
All right. So, Mr. Young, who comes from Tennessee, and Elena comes from Georgia, come from what I guess you'd describe as reality singing competition shows. Young was on Nashville Star. Elena was on American Idol. Remember when she was on? How long ago was that one?
She came in second place.
She did, right?
Okay, I remember that.
I think it was to the kid with the deep voice that also went into country music.
Oh, McCreary, right?
That kid, yeah. Right, yep. We all remember him.
He's got like a 3-note range.
Yeah, right. Deep voice. So Chris Young co-wrote this song with Dan and Shay's Shay Mooney, who lends background vocals on this. And it arrives ahead of his upcoming studio album, follow-up to Losing Sleep, which came out a couple of years ago. Town Ain't Big Enough follows Young's still on the chart single, Raised on Country. He's currently on his Raised on Country tour with support from Chris Jansen. Who's Chris Jansen? I don't know Chris Jansen. If I didn't know, I forgot.
That
who's
I don't
Chris?
Know.
Yeah. These people. So who's this? What song is this? Sober?
This one is Think of You.
Oh. Cassidy Pope. That's interesting. And then the stories. Some of the modern country songs, the stories. This theme has been relayed in other songs, but it's pretty obvious here. A couple together. They don't think of themselves as independent human beings. It's a couple. They're a couple. Nice. All right, so there's Chris Young. That's the latest on him. 26 and change after here on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, Karen, and I enjoying music, which is what we do during this portion of every hour. Up now is Amy Grant, who's a longtime friend of Michael Smith. They are going on tour for Christmas. Already we're talking about Christmas. I like her Christmas music.
It's hard to hear this when it's 100 degrees out.
I know, right?
All right. Actually, it was only like 70-something in your neck of the woods yesterday, Jennifer, but it was like 90.
No, it was about 110.
Oh, was it on the other side of the hill? Yeah. Mark Martel is joining these two on a seven-city holiday tour, incorporating a full symphony orchestra at each of their performances. Amy Grant says, quote, in every city we go to, we get to enjoy their holiday lights and a bit of shopping. We rush into town, have a few hours to experience the best of the best, and then, after the show, drive to the next town. It's a fun way to spend the holiday. Mark Martel, formerly with the Christian rock band Down Here, also contributed vocals to the film Bohemian Rhapsody. Interesting.
This was very cool. I didn't know that. Because I wondered, everyone thought it was Rami Malek singing when it wasn't actually Freddie with music, the a cappella stuff. But it turns out it was this guy, Mark Martel.
Everybody's been talking about Mark because of what you just said about Bohemian Rhapsody and Freddie Mercury's Victoria. Grant and Martel and Smith are planning to go into the studio soon to record a version of their Christmas classic Silver Bells. Christmas tour kicks off November 30th.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after he rolls it out in a video posted online, former Vice President and Democratic White House frontrunner Joe Biden explains his health care plan, which he says would restore cuts made to Obamacare and provide a public option.
If you like your health care plan, your employer-based plan, you can keep it. If, in fact, you have private insurance, you can keep it. If you have no insurance at all, you are in the exchange. Or, in fact, you can buy into the Medicare-like exchange. That is the add-on to Obamacare.
Biden speaking there in Iowa. 50 years ago today, the Apollo 11 mission launched, bound for the moon. The surviving crew members will be reuniting today at the Kennedy Space Center. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes.
So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sort of slamming our way back into your head and your life. This is the DJV program. Happy to have Jennifer Horn along as usual. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It's Victoria's job to put things into perspective. In this half hour, I'm going to take you around the world in a few moments with a couple of important items. But first, time for a toast. Make mine milk, please, Victoria.
Well, you're not alone in saying that. A lot of people feel that way. So in an effort to encourage more dairy consumption among teens, schools and farming organizations are partnering up to push a product that might be a bit controversial for kids. They're going to use coffee as a way to get kids to consume more milk. And so this is the Dairy Management Incorporated is an organization that's funded by more than 41,000 dairy farms in the U.S. They say milk consumption is on the decline among people of all ages, especially teenagers, and teenagers are drinking things more like plant-based milks instead of dairy milk and sparkling flavored water and things like that. And so what they're doing, they're actually putting makeshift coffee bars in high school cafeterias throughout the country, and that's going to, and essentially it's called Moo Brew, that's the program, and it's run by the Association of Florida Dairy Farmers, and it funds freestanding coffee kiosks wrapped in pro-dairy artwork at several high schools. Each kiosk serves lattes made with 8 ounces of milk and 2 ounces of coffee, plus added flavorings that the kids can customize. The Moo Brew program says it has several objectives, including participating schools will gain revenue by offering coffee services, and they'll be spending their allowance at school, not at Starbucks, is what they say the kids will do. And they also say it allows for students that might not normally select milk with their school meals, it will actually get milk into their system. So this is obviously controversial in a sense that a lot of parents, some health officials say that caffeine and coffee for kids is actually a really bad thing because of all sorts of issues. And some people say it stunts growth. And it's been a controversial thing for a long time. So, but if kids are already buying Starbucks on the way to school, then it makes sense if
what
they...
What are parents thinking? What can parents... Responsible parents don't let their children drink coffee.
It's become an accessory. That's the problem, is that because celebrities are always stumbling around with their big old Starbucks cup that's bigger than them. Yeah. That I think it's become something that is like a security blanket for people.
Well, so what's the outcome? I mean, drinking milk. So you want people to drink coffee-flavored milk? Is that what we're taking away from this? Or just any kind of flavor?
The thing that I think won't work is they're making these lattes. So it's 8 ounces of dairy milk and 2 ounces of coffee. If kids aren't going to, if they're going to want more than that, than more coffee, this isn't going to work. They're just going to go to Starbucks anyway. So they're trying to limit the amount of caffeine that they're giving the kids, but they're sort of trying, it's kind of tricking them into drinking more milk and thinking that they're getting a real latte, but they're really only getting 2 ounces of coffee.
Kids are smart enough to know what's going on.
So I'm not sure. Stupid. And then on top of that, if kids who don't really like the taste of coffee, like Jen said, if this is sort of like a trend or, you know, if it's a peer pressure thing, oh, everyone needs to drink coffee. A lot of kids don't like the flavor of coffee, which means they're just going to add a bunch of sugar and junk into it to make it taste better. Or worse, they're going to add in artificial sweeteners, which I think can wreak even way more havoc than sugar. Yeah. So I don't know. Obviously, this is a bit of a controversial program. I understand and support the need to, you know, I think raise awareness for dairy farmers. As we know, we talk about that a lot on the show. Yeah. I just don't know if coffee is the right vehicle.
Well, but the right vehicle is getting what comes out of the cow, some semblance of that into your mouth and into your body, into your system. What's happening, unfortunately, says me, who is the expert when it comes to this as far as being on the air is concerned. You can listen to my podcast of the American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We talk a lot about, especially lately, the status of the dairy industry in America. It's been decimated by a move that took place when George Bush was president and has gotten worse, leaving one company basically in charge of 80% of the fluid milk supply in our country, which has been very unhealthy for the patron, i.e. you, who drinks milk. Do you even realize what the crap is that you're drinking? Look at the label. Compare the label of something that comes from what you know to be a huge dairy processor versus some local outfit that's processing, or I don't like the word processing when it comes to smaller companies, because the smaller dairies are pasteurizing, not processing. The process that is used by the huge conglomerate that makes, you know, that, and I say makes the milk because that's really what they are doing. They have used lasers and microwaves and killed all the bacteria, because the milk that they are getting from these huge dairies, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 cows, is crap. It smells like manure because it's made in manure. It's just awful. So they kill the taste, they kill the smell, they kill bacteria, they kill everything, including the nutritional value. So you're drinking white water. Unless you can find a local source or a regional source, they do exist. I went to visit a farm on Sunday coming back from New Jersey, out in the western part of Massachusetts, where I'm going to procure some ice cream. And they have a nice herd of brown Swiss cows, very sweet. They do all organic. They're selling raw milk there as well, a kind of what I used to do on my farm. And and the taste of it, I said to somebody, I had a glass of milk when I was in Ireland in April, and it was the first time I had a glass of milk since I was selling it on my own farm, silent raw milk. It really tasted like the milk I grew up around. The problem is, kids today don't really know what milk tastes like, and because it tastes like crap, they don't want to drink it. You know, everybody's scratching their head, well, how come milk sales are down? Because it's crap. people realize it doesn't have any taste. It has no nutritional value. And so these people that want to have kids drink more milk, fine. Give them something worthwhile to drink. Something that's healthy. Something that has some nutritional value. Something that has some taste. So that's really kind of what the bottom line is here, Victoria. It's not about getting, maybe the kids are smart, but put coffee in it. Well, you got a double whammo. It's coffee and you get the jitters from, I don't even understand a kid's drinking that stuff. When school. I don't ever remember when I was in high school anybody drinking coffee.
I don't either.
Visibly. I don't remember it at all.
It was college. College was like, oh, we have to have coffee. You know?
Yeah, I think I started drinking coffee, it was definitely post-high school. Was not in high school. It was college.
You don't drink coffee anymore now.
No, I don't. I did for a long time. I drank way too much coffee.
Yeah.
And when I went off of it, I had the worst, like, migraine-type
withdrawal
headache for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was like I couldn't see straight. It was so bad. And that's how I knew how bad my coffee addiction was.
Jennifer, you drink coffee now. Carrot, do you drink coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Very rarely. Jennifer. Like, maybe once a month. Once every couple
really?
Of weeks.
Jennifer, what appeals to you about coffee?
I don't know. I actually
coffee.
Like the taste.
I
like the smell.
Yeah.
I like that it's warm. It's comforting. You know, I've been trying to drink less because it just, I think it's better for me. So I've been doing some hot tea, like herbal tea. So I'll do a couple cups of coffee in the morning and then I'll probably switch to herbal tea later in the day, you know, later in the morning, just so I can get that warm thing happening. I think it's soothing for my voice also, since as you've noticed, I talk a lot for, you know, 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day. So it kind of keeps everything going. Yeah, I like it. But you know, my grandma used to give me this little cute little cup, and she always would give me a little sneak of coffee when I was a little kid.
Really?
And you see me, it didn't stunt my growth. But I think that's why I like it just black. I don't do the cream and the sugar and everything. I just want it plain.
Yeah. You know, I love the trend of cold brew, because I really like iced coffee. Yesterday I had a small iced coffee before I went to spin class because I needed a boost. But the cold brew is so much smoother than regular iced coffee. So I do enjoy that every once in a while. Like once or twice a month I'll have a little bit of cold brew.
My son drinks cold brew, a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact,
it's very smooth.
Yeah. And my daughter drinks a little bit of coffee and started when she was in college. I remember that. But other than that, I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. My former wife had coffee. The last person I was with drank coffee pretty much, I think it was just in the morning, as I remember. But not anything. But it's almost like a thing to do because other people are doing it as much as anything else, I think.
That's what Jen is good.
Yeah, and that's what Jen meant, too, I think, with kids. It definitely is like an accessory, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so that's the coffee and milk story. We're going around the world in a moment after these messages. 44 after on the DJV show.
The first day of school will be here before you know it. So to help parents and kids get ready, Lands' End is hosting Backpack Day. On July 16th, Lands' End has back-to-school deals with over 50% off backpacks and lunchboxes. Just use the promo code BOOKBAG. Upgrade your back-to-school gear with items such as the new Classmate Backpack that has unique straps to improve posture and the soft-sided Easy Wipe lunchbox that's designed to keep lunch cold for up to 5 hours. Exciting new prints include Deep Sea Space, Hedge Green Shark, and Flint Rock Monsters. Lands' End also makes it easy to customize each backpack so that it's as unique as your child. Choose from hundreds of icons, monograms, colors, and styles to personalize each backpack to make it special. This event is the perfect time to discover and purchase the most important back-to-school necessities. So this Backpack Day, July 16th, save at landsend.com by using the promo code BOOKBAG.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry my pillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Clean living. Most times, it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Valero, fueled by Valero, top tier, certified quality fuel from Valero, keeps engines running cleaner, better, and longer. So that sounds like an idea for what to put into your tank, if you know what I mean. So around the world, Guatemala in the focus. Their constitutional court has issued an injunction preventing the president there, a guy named Jimmy Morales, from signing the so-called Safe Third Country Agreement. So upon first blush, I'm thinking to myself, have I heard about this before? And I'm not sure I have. Does anybody know what the Safe Third Country Agreement is? Or something Trump was trying to get the Guatemalans to do, but what is it?
So
what
you have to apply in a different country for asylum. You can't just come to the States and apply here. You have to apply somewhere else before.
Right. They're going to make the process quicker if you apply in your country instead of, you know, coming to the border and getting in line.
So
obviously, in Guatemala, that's not a popular thing because people are desperate to get the hell out. So they don't want to sit around and wait.
Apparently, the government wants to get them out. If the government was not in sync with that, they would fix that. They do this, but their constitutional court says no, you can't do this. Or at least to this point. Morales was supposed to meet with the president this week. Canceled the trip. Right?
They canceled. Yeah.
One in four Guatemalans want to leave the country. And most of them want to come to the U.S. Okay.
It's bad. It's corruption.
It's
and
really
I,
bad.
Yeah,
violent,
that's why they've been pulling the aid.
It's horrible. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's my friend who does pro bono at the border, she's only focused on Guatemalan families, and the stories that she has told me are just horrendous of what these families have gone through. It's absolutely just, it's a human rights violation on every level. It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, this somebody, Jimmy Morales sounds like he ought to be a late night host on Univision or something.
He does sound like he's on Telemundo, right? I'm Jimmy Morales.
Right. Yeah. Jimmy Morales. Jimmy Morales. Okay. Well, it's something we need intervention, that's for sure. I'm glad that Trump at least is pushing him to see what happens when they actually agree to do it. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now, a continuation of our medical theme, which is almost constant as a part of my broadcast aura. I'm very happy to have a couple of extremely eloquent and educated doctors, including Dr. Jack Stockwell, who runs a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He has a website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a Nooker chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. And as such, when we think about our gut, which is what GAPS is all about, what we're putting into our gut, the processed meats that are around these days, bacon, ham, hot dogs, sausages, deli meats, that sort of thing, the connection. I was just reading a story about Valerie Harper and her brain cancer and what it's done to her as she's in her final days. Her husband, she and her husband spent all the money that they ever earned to treat her over the last 3 or 4 years. Remember when she came out, Jack, in 2009, had brain cancer and she was going to lick it and so forth and so on. Well, if you look at her now,
boy,
didn't even look like the same human being. But they've used all their money and now they've asked for help from fans through a GoFundMe page. And this is the kind of stuff that, you know, there are all kinds of reasons for people going down this path. Much of it has to do with what we eat. I don't know what her diet was all about. She always looked pretty healthy. Who knows what brought this on. But in general, if you want to take care of yourself and make sure that you don't go down that street and suffer that fate,
than what you put into your body. If you make a constant diet of daily bacon or hot dogs five times a week or whatever, the deli meats that are around are all processed, you're going to not do yourself any favor, apparently, according to this study, right?
Well, yes, and it comes out of the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer, and we've quoted these people several times in the past. Mm-hmm. But they've come out and said that the processed meats are probable carcinogens. And it's not so much the meat that's the problem, it's what they stick in there to try to make it, you know, to keep it
last longer. Yeah,
well, the sodium, the nitrites and the nitrates that are added to red meat keep the meat looking red. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody that's dealt with meat knows that after a few hours to a few days, even when it's refrigerated, the red color of the meat will start going dark as it starts to oxidize a little bit. So to keep it looking as fresh as possible, it's loaded up with all these chemicals and preservatives and flavorings and colorants to make it look like it was just processed. And there's a growing market out there that keeps all these things out of the meat.
Yeah.
But and they're well marked, uncured, and contains no antibiotics and stuff like this, but it's a very small section. The vast majority of these processed meats, including the bacon that you were mentioning, are loaded with these chemicals. And when you consider, and you just had a commercial on your show here a few minutes ago about cancer being the leading cause of death of children up to age 15.
Yeah.
Well, the leading cancer in that group is leukemia. And they have found a link between pediatric leukemia and the intake of processed meats. So, you know, it's something to be thinking about. It leads to heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, all of these chemicals. It's not so much the meat. It's the chemicals and everything that's crammed into this stuff to make it look nice and fresh.
What are we doing to ourselves?
Well, it's business. You know,
it's all about business. You're right.
It's following the dollar. It's the business. It's the regulation in certain areas and the lack of regulation in other areas.
All right. So this is a way to counter it. If you've eaten too much of it and it's put weight on your body. You want to lose the weight. Calitrin is the way to do it. The highest quality inserted into this weight loss program, collagen, which is the protein that makes your natural digestive enzymes work, absorbing collagen, you get back onto it, because we start making it when we're in our teens, maybe 20s, and then your body needs it again. So you jumpstart it by supplementing with Calitrin, the number one, the healthiest choice for weight loss. And really it works because, Colin, when you were younger and you had a lot of collagen in your body, you didn't have fat. And you get older, you stop producing collagen, your body gets fat. Exercise is great. Collagen helps to construct that lean, healthy muscle, push out the fat, and therefore you lose the weight. Stay on the program for 4 or 5 months, and you will lose. I'm telling you, I've done it. I know. Go to toploss.com. Special deal using the DJV code. $10 off each bottle and free shipping. That's toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.